Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Give me love, give me love, give me love, give me love, give me love. Go ahead, Sherry Murray. Work it out. I am free. You are free. Don't fear the sentence of butterfly. When you remember that your divine purpose is to bring healing to yourself and your family, you cry and you allow the transformation to happen. That's Sherry Marie. Because you love me. Yes, the ancestors love us and they want us to succeed. And we're going to talk more about that. So when we're crying, when we're in pain, to just take a breath and ask, I wonder if this has something to do with the past. What can I do in this moment to heal the present moment and take care of the future? Sherry Marie, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You do, you do, you did too, and you do. You make a difference. Your ancestors are excited that you are here, moving through the pain, the struggles, the challenges, the things that are happening, the things that are catching you off guard, and they're pushing you, saying, you can do it, you can do it, we need you to do it. And you say, okay, well, I'm trying. Well, let me go get some inspiration, ancestral blueprints, because I need some help. I need help. Yes, 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 you are listening to Ancestral Blueprints. Your host today is Lisa Iverson, and myself, Life Coach Ade. Ancestral Blueprints is every last Wednesday of the month, and that's one of the day of the month that comes in so fast. So, yes, we but I'm glad it does. Everything is moving so fast now. I can't even catch up with myself, you know. I go to bed, like a friend of mine said, she said, I went to bed on Sunday, I woke up, it was Wednesday. It does feel like that sometimes, like, dang, I went to bed, and now I'm 3 days later. Yes, Lisa Iverson is in the house, got some announcements for you. Let me bring Lisa on, let's just see how Lisa's doing, how she's feeling, how she's rolling. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Good morning, good afternoon, Ade, good to be with you. I'm looking forward to our time together very much.
Yes, indeed. You know, I just had this thought. Our show, Ancestral Blueprint, is really like a ritual. It's like you and I say, okay, we're going to be the facilitators, the conductors, if you will. That's how I feel anyway. I feel like we just show up. We have an idea what we're going to talk about, but we stay open. So do you have some sage with you? We just
in my
might
heart,
need some sage.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. Yes, indeed. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one of your keypads. We welcome all of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone line. Kobe's here. Sherry's here. Sherry always comes back. She's quiet. She listens in the background. She just comes in and, I don't want to make any noise. I'm just listening. No, don't come to me. We have Celeste in the house. Thank you. Thank you all. And those of you listening to the archive, thank you for tuning in and downloading the show and listening to the show and sharing the show and telling everybody about the best radio network in the whole wide world. Word? How about world? Okay, see, I was trying to be too slick. That's what I get. But anyway, I was trying to do something. Let's see. Oh, man, I can't find it. Somebody else says it better to me. All right, where is it? It's right here. It's right here. There we go. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm, that's what it is, the best hosting on the planet. Okay, I knew there was something. But anyway, yes, quick announcements. Today at 2 p.m., we have Here to Inspire with Aisha, Here to Inspire. Today, she is talking astrology with cosmophysics. So make sure you tune in, 2 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow, yeah, I'm flying solo. We're continuing the conversation on love, relationships, and abundance. There's a wrap-up for me. I wrap it up. We've had a great guest this month talking about that. But some of that is spilling over. I mean, life is about relationships. It's relationships anyway. So, you know, we are all on this ship called life, and we're relating together. And on Monday, we're going to have Danella Ford. talking about Journey to Worthy. Danella is a life coach. She works with youth and adults and helping us understand and remember that we are already worthy. We don't have to deserve love or deserve anything. We're already that. We just have to move the stuff. We just need to become aware to what needs to be seen so that we can experience the worthiness that we already are. And then we have Tim Ray. Tim Ray is the author of 101 Relationship Myths. 101 Relationship Myths. How to Stop Them from Sabotaging Your Happiness. So, and then to join us on Tuesday next week. And then Thursday, we have Robin Harris. Robin is a lady who just picked up and said, you know what? I am not going to let my circumstances define me. I'm just going to get in my car and travel around America. She said, wait, no. I'm not going to just travel around America. I'm going to travel to other countries. So she's driving around, traveling around, and taking each day at a moment. So she's going to join us next Thursday to share her to share her story, Robin Harris. So make sure you tune in. We've got some great people coming up. What's going on here? Let's do this. Stop talking to me on the Big Brother on steroids. That's what Facebook is. All right, I think we're ready to go to the announcements. Anything I need to tell you? I think that's it, other than my co-host is here. We're ready to do this. My co-host, Lisa Iverson, she's the author of Ancestral Blueprints. Revealing Visible Truth. Victor's Soul.
Yes.
She's the ancestral CIA. Actually, so you're the ancestral secret agent. You're hiding something. Let's see. We need to see it. We'll all be set free. You won't be arrested, but you will be held back if you don't reveal what you have. what a wonderful task, Lisa.
I'm going to be thinking about that a day.
she said, I have no comments about it. Let me just sit with that for a minute.
Yeah. There's always just, it just, that image, you know, it just speaks to there's always more beneath the surface that we can't see, you know. So that's for all of us. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You never know what I catch when I'm doing my show or when I'm talking, period. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, where'd that come from? Oh, boy. So, Lisa, how have you been? It's been a month. You went to a conference last time, and it actually ties into today's topic. But anyway, how have you been?
I have been well. I have been noticing the change in season, you know, when I know for our listeners, you know, the weather is what it is, the season, climates, these kind of things are variable depending on where you live, but we're all kind of going through that shift into summer rhythms. And so between when we talked last time and today, you know, May and June are very different from each other somehow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing that comes to mind when you ask how I've been is it's a different rhythm.
Yes.
You know? Different seasonal rhythm. Yeah.
God, the sun is saying, okay, step it up. And for me anyway, I'm like, wait. I'm already stepped up. I can't catch up. I need help. So much is going on. Today's topic, we're talking with Ancestral Blueprints of Love, Relationships, and Abundance, which we've been talking about, love, relationships, and abundance, all month. There's some kind of echo going on here. Let's see. Let me read the description for listeners who, those who say, listen, I don't read the description. I just want to hear the show. Could your ancestral blueprints be impacting the flow of love, relationship, and abundance in your life? Today we're talking about helping you see how your divine purpose could bring forth healing for yourself and your family line through the choices you are making right now. Making peace with the past lightens the load for the future generation. Unblock the flow today by reflecting on your familiar patterns and see if you an answered prayer to an unfulfilled dream. Ooh, that's, you know, I've read that so many times, but now I just felt like I need to take a breath after reading that. Like, you know, the idea of being an answered prayer to an unfulfilled dream. It seems like a lot, but that's all it is. Lisa, what are your thoughts bubbling up for you?
Yeah, I trust everything is in connection with everything else. And as you're talking, there's some technical thing going on with the radio line. Your voice is breaking up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know what's going on. Well, let's see. Okay, you know what? That's it, because we want to make sure that what needs to be seen, what's in the invisible, is revealed. So hold on, let me do something real quick. Actually, let's do this. Now, I'm going to play a song. I'm not going to play the whole thing. So I see if I can take care of this. Because ancestors, y'all get it together now. We got to communicate. People got to hear this conversation. So let's see. All right, let's do this. This is a good one to play. Ooh, Lord, I can hear it. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Now, your hosts are Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Adays. And he still can't find a song, but he knows what he wants to play. And if the song is not here, he'll be very disappointed because he thought he had it, but he doesn't. So he's just going to release and let go. I'll be right back. Let's release and let go.
I release and I let go. I let the spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God.
Yes, I am here for God and God only. I still hear that noise. I don't know what's going on. Let's see something here. Let's see. All right. Do we still hear it? No, we don't. Oh, yes, we do. All right, well. We continue to release and let go. Oh, wait a minute. All right. So let's see something. So today we're talking about how your divine purpose can bring forth healing for yourself and your family through the choices you're making right now. You know, actually, you see, when I unmute you, Lisa, that's when I get the scratchy, itchy, echoey kind of sound. I don't know. Are you on our AirP?
I'm here. In my what?
Are you using a Bluetooth?
No.
Okay. Well, let's keep it going. Hopefully it would dissolve, disappear. All right, so let me turn this down. So, yeah, you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints, and we're talking about Ancestral Blueprints of love, relationships, and abundance. I don't know if you can you hear me, Lisa?
Yeah, it's better. It's
okay,
a little bit
good.
Better. Yeah.
Okay, a little bit better. Okay, good. Thank you, ancestors. We bow to you. Thank you. Thank you for clearing the line for us. So the importance of making peace with the past, lighten the load for the future. And you were in the midst of talking about what comes up for you. Did you hear that?
Well, I trust the experience that is right in front of us, the experience that we're having right now. And that it is somehow in contact, even if our minds don't understand it, it's in contact with the conversation topic that we have today. So just, to be present to this experience we're having these last few moments where we begin to talk about the relationship between us and our ancestry and what it looks like to bring forth healing images for ourselves and for them. And then we start to have this interference. you know, we start to have this technical radio interference that we don't understand. So the what comes to me is the importance of acknowledging interference. What does it look like for us to acknowledge the ways that the flow of love from one generation to the next, where there's been interference with that flow? You know, the things that happen in family life that I see when I work with people, many things that happen in our human family, there are many things that happen that interfere with there being a connection, you know, from one generation to the next, or between parents and children, or between siblings, where there are things that happen that interfere with that connection. So I invite us, and I feel it the same with me too, you know, the invitation from the soul is for us to just, in this little time we have together, to open our hearts a bit, to open our heart, you know, to those sources of interference. Things like, you know, when somebody has died, you know, suddenly or tragically, or maybe it was a death in utero, you know, unborn children, you know. These kinds of losses, often they're just so difficult to grieve. The unexpressed grief interferes with connection that people have with one another. Many more examples. I don't want to go too far down the road here without, you know, checking in with you about how this lands with you. But that's...
As I listen to you, what comes up for me is just a phrase I've never actually used before. It's modern spirituality. I mean, it just came up for me. Like, modern spirituality teaches us that... Wow, I hear that sound again. But I hear that interference, and I'll just be with the interference. And so it's this modern spirituality teaches us that we are responsible for our own happiness. Nothing that happened in our past is, you know, it's really about, it's like right now, choosing right now. And one of the things that I've become aware of through my conversation with you individually on the show, family constellations, ancestral blueprints, my work, and just different things, people, guests that I've met about the importance of recognizing and being aware of those that come before us and how their life, how they lived, how that's affecting us, the things that they went through. Now, what I call the new modern spirituality sometimes doesn't always take into consideration. But I know when you talk about indigenous people, you talk about people who spend nature as a teacher, they will hear the interference and keep moving. You know, they kind of pay attention to all of that. And I think in the Western world particularly, the idea of thinking that, you know, something that happened in the past in my bloodline, in my ancestral lineage is affecting me today is a negative thing, and I don't want to focus on it. So there is this sort of back and forth and confusion, because we're talking about the ancestral blueprints of love, relationships, and abundance. And I've heard from many people on the radio, counseling, just one-on-one, females who say, I never had a father in their house, or, you know, it's just that kind of conversation that goes on. We don't always think of it as an ancestral thing. It's just like, oh, in my life experience, my father's never been around, or my great-grandfather was never around, great-great-grandfather. You know, so there's this story that's passed on, but really about us, because people, we say, I don't know what my purpose is, I don't know why I'm here. And tying all of that together to paying attention to the interference that's happened in our lives, the things that are blocking us from moving forward. Maybe not blocking us, really. It's not even a block. It's more than something to be aware of, right? Because that's what I hear. It's like if you have a pain, rather than say, I mean, you may want to ask, why do I have the pain? But the pain helps you pay attention. Iyanla Van Zandt say, use pain, an acronym, pay attention inward now, pain. And pain helps us to pay attention and go within and say, what is happening here? And so when we talk about, I guess it's a sort of a question, unless you want to add something to what I said. Do you want to say anything, Lisa?
Yeah, thanks for saying what you're saying and checking. There's a lot. I mean, I just noticed feeling in contact with a lot, you know, mm-hmm. with what you're saying, how pain can lead us to connection with who mm-hmm. and where we come from. It's actually the opposite of what our minds would say. So, you know, if there's an impulse with an experience of pain to avoid it, and yet most of the time what happens is that there's some kinds of pain that are unavoidable. They keep
right.
persisting, you know, until they get our attention, you know. So there's different, there's not a one size fits all when it comes to pain. But when there's a pain like that, where it's kind of this thing that's always there and we try to avoid it, that's the kind of pain where there's often something in family life or somebody in family life asking to be seen more clearly. Mm-hmm. And also asking that we become more clear in our place of belonging with whoever that is, that we shift, you know, trying to carry somebody else's pain.
Let's talk about that, because I was thinking something different, but I'll come back to that. But let's talk about being clear about who we're in connection with. What do you mean by that, especially for new listeners or people who are hearing this conversation for the first time, or they've heard it before, but that whole thing about being in connection with somebody who's made a transition. Can you explain that further?
Yeah, you bet. When we have a family member who had, you know, whatever they experienced, but maybe they had a difficult fate of some kind, you know, often what happens in family life is there's a way that they become a bit not fully seen in the soul of the family, and the descendants have an impulse. It's often not. It's not in the mind that we're aware of it, but there's an impulse out of the wisdom of how things go in the connection that we all have with one another for descendants to try to carry the pain of somebody else, to become entangled with it in some way. And so the family constellation approach is a way, it's a beautiful way that we can very quickly and compassionately see when there is this kind of a dynamic operating.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And that connection can look, I mean, I always come to my shows anyway with an open mind, as if I'm having a conversation for the first time. And the realization for me is, you know, well, one of the things that I've shared this week, I think it was last week actually, we had a show, we talked about abundance with Reverend Karen Russo. And I shared my story about my challenges with money and times when I felt ashamed of not having the money that I need or to do the things I want to do. I even felt guilty that with my spiritual awareness and my spiritual knowledge, I'm still struggling with money. It's like, what? How come I can't master this? And it was a big deal for me to share it when I did share it at first, last week, actually about almost a week ago. I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm sharing this. But it was what was coming up. It was real. I knew I needed to release it and let it go. And then as I look on the screen here, look in the studio, and it says Ancestral Blueprints of Love, Relationship, and Abundance. And I know for me, in all areas, love, relationship, and abundance, I can see the pain that I experience in that area. When it comes to love, I remember saying to my coach one time, And it's been like 2-3 years ago. But she asked me something, and my response was, I felt, at that moment, then, I felt afraid to love the way I know I can love, because I felt that if I love the way I know I can love, I will feel people's pain. And I said, and the idea of that scares me. You know, it's like, gosh, I don't know. She said, and she kind of reframed that, but brought it back to me to help me hear what I just said. And when I think of other people that I know, friends, listeners, that we all have our own pain, if you will, about love, about relationships. You know, maybe we can't make it work. We in a relationship, particularly marriage or romantic relationship, and it's painful. We can't really speak up, and we can relate it to our parents in that, oh, my father, my mother didn't have a good relationship. And what my mother, my father told me, oh, yeah, they told me their parents didn't have a good relationship. But it seems like this pain just lingers and keeps holding us and wants to be seen. So when we're talking about divine purpose, how do we use our divine purpose to bring healing to that? Because, you know, how do we bring healing to that? How do we bring healing to love? How do we bring healing to relationship and abundance now if we are in connection to someone that wants to be seen, somebody who's passed on?
Yeah, the deepest, most important thing, it's too simple. It's receiving life.
Receiving life. Say more about that.
Receiving, being, opening one's heart and soul and mind, the whole thing, to be able to recognize that life got passed on to us and really receiving it. There is, you know, part of what we're in contact with is what we're talking about is there is often a pattern of the youngest trying to, the younger generation trying to do something for the ones who came before.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're in that place, when we're living from that place, that's that place of trying to push water uphill.
Now, that's an analogy.
You know? So,
oh, yeah.
That's a full-time job without,
yes,
you know, you get the feeling of it. So, if that water represents life, and we see that life, you know, kind of flows, it flows through all those generations who came before us, it flows like a waterfall, and our task is to stand in the place of the waterfall where we can receive it. And so when we're trying to push that water uphill, trying to do something for somebody else who came before us, and it's there's no energy left for really living. So we can't see, there's just no energy left. It's a depleting kind of place to be.
You know,
so
she said something.
I'm flipping it all around. I know what you're saying. I'm giving you an answer that.
No. Actually, it really works. I mean, I really like it. You said receive life.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, when you said it, I felt it. And what came up for me is, and let me know your thoughts on this. I think that the way for us to receive life, there are those of us who are having the same challenges over and over and over and over, and it's causing us pain. And we're like, why am I keep dealing with this? And I think, once again, to use a term that I'm using for the first time, and it's not even as a judgment, modern spirituality teaches us, let me rephrase that. Modern spirituality, yeah, I'm going to stay with that statement, teaches us to, don't focus on that. Don't receive life. Create your life. Now, I want listeners to really stay with me on this. You got to listen with it differently. Like what I'm saying is, I'm not judging what we know. It all works. But I'm saying let's go a little bit deeper. So if you find yourself dealing with money issues, if you're dealing with the idea of struggling with knowing that you're abundant, if you have relationship issues, you're being challenged by family members, by husbands, but you just find that you are struggling with your relationship, or maybe it's love, you know, the whole thing about self-love, it just keeps coming back. You meditate, affirm, but it keeps coming back. Rather than push it away and trying to affirm it away, how about just sit with it?
Yeah.
How about, I mean, that's how I'm translating receiving life, to say, okay, once again, using myself as an example, which I shared the last few days, like, okay, rather than be ashamed, I was ashamed of not having money to do the things I want to do, to say, okay, what is really here? What do I need to see? What do I really need to know? Because when we step into being, when we make the choice of being ashamed or feeling guilty, for me, Lisa, and correct me, I mean, you may see it differently, but for me, that's me not receiving life. Because my challenge with the finance, my challenge with relationship, my challenge with love can be, and more than often, is something to do with life before my life.
Yes,
so receiving life is to be able to sit with the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than saying, oh, there's something wrong with me, I can't master this. But that the healing is recognizing, yeah, I'm processing this as I talk. So the healing really is recognizing there's something that I've been struggling with for most of my life. And that will be considered receiving life, right?
Yeah, there's you're telling the truth.
Go ahead.
That phrase, the truth will set you free, there's something to that.
Mm. Mm.
And there are many times out of our human condition, you know, there's a deep something inside of us that we don't want to share with anybody. We don't want others to see it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want others to know that that belief is there, that thought is there, that feeling is there, that experience is there. So we keep it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of experiences and thoughts are not usually unique to us. They are usually in contact with this, with somebody or something else in this ancestral blueprint. So that's where at being brave enough, feeling supported enough, trusting enough, this kind of thing, to be able to bring those things into visibility is it's courageous, but it's also speaks to something big can shift then when we bring these things into visibility. Then it makes room to see who else is that in contact with.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. And, you know, I got an instant message on Facebook just as the show was starting. And, once again, not to be redundant, but and I think we can all feel it. There's something about the truth when we tell the truth about what we're feeling and what we're sensing, not trying to be spiritual, not trying to be perfect, that right now I feel like that, okay? Well, this is something I've been dealing with. This is something I've been working through. I am struggling through it. I'm addicted. I'm depressed. I've been fighting it. You know, it really says other things, right? I know that. But there are times when I just have stories that I'm like, I don't know if I can share that. People are going to judge me and criticize me. Now, at the beginning of the show, I got an instant message that said, thanks for being transparent, Ade. It lets us know that we can be unfinished and still serve God and actively offer our gifts and talents. And this was just while the show was starting, I was like, wow. You know, there's so much healing, and I'm not just putting focus on me, I'm just using myself as an example, that all of us need to look at areas of our lives where we don't want to say what we're dealing with, or we're ashamed of something, we're feeling guilty, and we hide it under the idea of we know this, we know that. How about share with your people what you don't know? How about share with people what you're struggling with? Because it makes all of us feel like, oh, thank God I'm not the only one. And
that's right,
right there, we're receiving life.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, what if this is, you know, I'm thinking about the description for the conversation today. What if this is part of our divine purpose? It's to bring forth those things inside of us that are also inside of everybody else in one way or another, the things that were inside the people who we came from. What if this is part of our divine purpose? It's to bring forth these things that our mind would have a tendency to judge and to say, oh, nobody's going to want to hear that. Nobody wants to look at that. I don't want to see that. You know, the mind, it's our minds that judge the way that they do. That's out of our coping. God bless whatever we do to cope, including judging.
Yeah. Oh, I know that's right.
You know, but what we can do, what I want to really suggest that we can do, I spend probably half the time that I spend with people being with them about judgment. You know, so how to be with our judgments in a way that invites compassion. You know, what does it look like to open our hearts to the judgment? You know, it's a different way of being with it, to recognize it's been there in our lives and in the lives of the people we come from. It's been there for a reason, you know. It's like, okay, you know, it's been there that we can respect it, we can honor it, but not be tied to it. But we can't go there unless we bring it out to be seen and shared in connection with others, you know. It's not, we can't do that in isolation so much. It has to be in community. It has to be at least with one other person that those things can shift.
I am still with that statement when you say, what if, you know, the things that we don't want to show people is our divine purpose, you know? What if we're really here to share the things we're afraid to share, the things we're embarrassed to share? What if that's the divine reason for being here? And for me, I would say it is. We had an ancestral medium, C.M. Plaskett. He was here last month. And after the show, I was talking with him. And what came up for me is we have so many spiritual centers, religious institutions, we buildings. I mean, in Nigeria, you can have one building, there's three different churches in one building. There's mosques, there's temples, and people have been praying and affirming and meditating and teaching about God, but humanity still suffers. And for me, what was so clear is the suffering that humanity is going through and growing through, to use the word, the term we're using today, it's the pain that needs to be healed. It's the pain that wants to be seen. It's the pain that is our divine purpose. So how do we bring healing to the suffering of humanity? We start to bring healing to our own individual pain. So when we are feeling something we're ashamed to share, embarrassed to share, something we feel guilty about, or maybe we're just judgmental or critical, when we can bring that to light and confess, just coming up again, confess our sins, you know, not as in you're going to be judged and sent to hell, but just where you missed the mark. That's the thing, when you miss the mark, when you've been judgmental, but you allow that to rise up. And I know for me, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate, the people who have inspired you the most or touched you the most are the ones that share their story. They share their story about how they've struggled with life. We get inspired by somebody who doesn't have any legs and how it happens, and they still manage to raise their children. It's really, and, you know, I've never thought of it like that, Lisa, when you talk about, you know, what to consider our divine purpose is about bringing, shedding light, if you will, into the things that we don't want to talk about. And because we're already perfect, we already know that we're loved, but the things that block us from feeling and seeing the love and having harmonious relationships and really recognizing the abundance, I think it's the power that you talked about earlier. It's the time and energy that we put into pushing water uphill. you know, so much energy that we can't be with the life that is that is right here.
Yeah, and you know, I'm mindful. You know, I in my work, I work with people who have are courageous to bring forth images of things that have happened in family life, that it happened in many, many people's family lives, that are the most difficult things to see. You know, I hear some music.
Yes, you do. Well, I want to play tricks on you, but I didn't want to interrupt to tell you that I played music. Sorry.
Okay,
I
wanted to make sure I was the only one hearing it.
He said, let me bring that to light. I hear music. Is it just me? Yeah, I'm playing flute because it feels like a healing moment. You're like, wait a minute.
It's a divinely on cue, because I was just going to say that I was just going to acknowledge that many of the most violent things that happen in the context of family life. You know, and the thing that I see over and over again is that it's the same family we come from where there have been these difficult things that have happened. It's the same source of healing. The same family that experiences the kinds of traumas and losses that make us want to get away or disconnect. That's the source of the healing. And how that happens is being able to see the truth with compassion and move into this place where we stand in the waterfall. You know, where we can see that, you know, there was a price that was paid for life to come through, that we can see this, but not try to keep a pattern going that, you know, keeps some kind of violence to self or other going.
In a description, we talk about unblock the flow today by reflecting on your familiar patterns and see if you are an answered prayer to an unfulfilled dream. Before we take a break, I just want to, you know, during the break, just kind of just reflect on this and think of, because I don't know, it may feel challenging for some people to wrap their head around, but we're having a soul conversation here. It's not about finding or knowing what to do, but it's about acknowledging what is and recognizing that the challenges that you're going through and growing through, the patterns that you're aware of in your life, in your family, soul, that if we choose to push it away, if we choose not to receive life, what we basically do, we pass that on to the next generation. And individually, right now, with this awareness, that we can lighten the load by lightening our own load and saying, yeah, sometimes I mess up. Sometimes I be struggling with relationships, you know? I can't seem to balance my check. I can't seem to find a job that I'm excited about. I feel sad. I'm depressed. I feel angry. I don't know why. Just being able to confess that and finding support of a therapist, a counselor, you know the deal. That helps us to lighten the load for the next generation. I mean, they're going to have their own lessons, if you will. But we're inviting each other now to receive life rather than keep pushing. I don't know why I can't get through this. I'm trying. It's like, okay, maybe just stop trying. Stop pushing water uphill. And this water doesn't even have a container. That's the visual that I had when Lisa said that. It's not even water in a container. It's just water, period. You're trying to push water. Imagine that. That's the visual that I had when you said that, Lee.
Well, you know, what's good to see too is that we're the container.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're the container.
Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
The invitation is to see that we're the container for life that has flowed through to us.
Mm.
So, we're also the ones to pass life on. Now, even if we don't have children, even if we're not parents, we are the stewards
mm-hmm.
of the web. So that makes us future ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that this whole thing goes is that we're invited to see some things we profoundly have in common, which is that we all have ancestors. We are all descendants. We are all either a son or a daughter. And we are all future ancestors. So there is a divine map operating around this ancestral descendant flow of life connection. But when we stand in the waterfall, looking up at the waterfall, you know, we can see these generations before us. There are all these things that happened and didn't happen. But we're the container for life flowing through the people that it flowed through to get to us.
Mm.
And then we can turn and we can stand and we can look maybe down the waterfall a little bit more. We can look at the future generations who come after us. We can look at our sons and daughters and grandchildren and nieces and nephews and the animals and web of nature that we're charged with being in stewardship of. And in that place, it's our task to pass life on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
It's too simple.
The mind is like, come on, stop it. Yes, it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, our minds love a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm describing is in contact with the deepest simplicity of how life happens and how life flows through, you know. And in that awareness, in contact with that image, it's too simple. I have this feeling, it's become more persistent over the years, that one of the reasons it's important for us to be in community, to be in contact with others, is to not be alone with our minds so much.
Mm. Your mind will jack you up. Your mind will get you in the corner. Now what? You're all spiritual.
I mean,
damn. You meditate this morning. Take that. You think you're all that because you can chant and you can go to retreat. Bam.
We're
the mind referee.
Yeah.
You said we're here to pass life on. We're the container of life. We are the water of life. And in that space, if we're willing to just, in a way, sort of disconnect from the mind and go deeper to just sit with that. Like, that is the divine purpose, to pass life on. So, listeners, the question is, how are you passing life on? Are you receiving or resisting? Yeah, let's be with it as we continue the conversation. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truths in America's Soul. Find out more about Lisa. Our website address is lisaiverson.com. Lisa, L-I-S-A-I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. And I've played this before, but this is the simple truth that's worth hearing over and over and over. And this is Reverend Deborah reminding us that truly we are here to pass life on, and life moves through us. This is the unbroken chain of life moving right back. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad with your questions or comments. We'll be back.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
You're the next link. You didn't come as a blank slate. Think about that. As Lisa just said as well before I played that clip by Reverend Deborah Johnson, we are here to pass life on. You're not a blank slate. What are you here to pass on? Are you paying attention? We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to IWillPlay.org. That's IWillPlay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play. And I will see you there.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed, we are giving a voice back to the community, the world community, the global community. We are one. We are in this together. Lisa, I didn't know the show was going to be this powerful today. I know I'm feeling it. Oh, wow. Reverend Deborah talked about the next link in humanity, another blank slate. You were talking about we're here to pass life on. And that's enough for me to just sit with. But anyway, I just throw it over to you. What are you feeling? What's bubbling up for you?
Well, I just wonder if the power of the conversation that you're sensing is your ancestors looking for you.
You're going to go there, aren't you? You're going to go there, aren't you?
No, I'm just, don't ask a question if you don't want the answer.
I know that's right. Whoa, okay. All right.
And the other side of that, this is how I sense a lot of the time I spend with people is that what I see is that our ancestors are looking for us and we're looking for them. And we don't know that that's happening until we have a conversation like this where we can check that out, I'm checking it out. Okay, when I say that, what's the effect of that statement? What do you notice in your body, in your soul, your spirit, your mind, your body? What happens, And so there's in that place, there's, again, there's nothing to fix or change. It's about being with a resonance of something that wants to be felt and come into visibility.
Oh, gosh. Life is funny when you really just surrender, It's like, I want to say, damn, Lisa, where did that come from? But, you are so on it, and that's what I'm laughing. It's like, okay, so let me tell you what's happened in the last 24 hours or so. Just like, when you speak to the ancestors, funny enough, This is the beginning, as far as my mind will allow it to be the beginning. Let's just start from yesterday. So Celeste was on the bus yesterday. She met a lady, was singing a song. Celeste, and she don't mind me sharing the story, and if she does, she'd be all right. But I know she doesn't mind. She was in the bus, and the woman was singing. Now, Celeste just heard the song, and it moved her. Now, when Celeste got off, she had the woman sing the song again and recorded it. And she shared the song with me. And it was a Nigerian woman singing a song of gratitude.
Oh.
I was sharing this with her.
And as I was listening to the song, I heard it as I was waking up yesterday morning. And it so moved me to, I was hearing the Yoruba language, the Yoruba words, like, and the song and the energy, it was touching me like never before. And when I texted Celeste and I was telling her, I was going to say, thank you for recording that song and sending it to me. But what came to me is like, it felt that when I was texting her, that was my mother singing, because I can hear my mother singing that song. My mom is always in prayer, in gratitude, take the scripture, take that. And I also felt myself, I've had an interesting journey. You know, I'm a Nigerian, I was born in England, and I moved back to Nigeria, and then came to England, and then moved over here. And there were times when I felt disconnected. There were times when I felt like, I mean, I've shared stories about my experience with my father, how he calls me the coconut, meaning, you know, I'm white on the inside and black on the outside, and because my way of communication, how I see life, my spiritual way of looking at life, seemed to him back then different from our culture, tradition. And that I worked with that. I felt like, oh, my God, I've been gone from Nigeria for so long. I've been disconnected from my culture. So when I hear Nigerian sometimes, even though I can hear, and when I say Nigerian, I'm talking about Yoruba because that's the tribe that I'm from. It's like there's a resonance, but there's a sense of disconnection that I used to feel. When I heard the woman singing yesterday, it almost moved me to tears.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I was hearing Yoruba language in a whole new way, and I was. I was so touched. I was so moved. I was thinking of a way of recording the song. I mean, because the woman didn't have like American Yoruba accent. She had a real Yoruba accent. So it touched my soul. Now, to fast forward, I talked to another friend later on that day, and who asked me, and I shared earlier that I had an ancestral medium on the show about a month ago. So another friend of mine, Jackie, we talked, she called me yesterday, we were talking about the ancestors and things that are happening for me. And what I've learned since knowing CM and having him on the show, and how I feel so at peace now with the fact that I didn't learn that tradition. Oh, actually, let me rephrase that. And they may be redundant to regular listeners, but I do need to share this. You know, the Yoruba tradition for me when I was growing up in Nigeria was I was taught through family members, and they didn't sit me down to teach me the things they were saying. I was taught to be afraid of it. The things we saw on television, we were taught that the Yoruba tradition, the culture, the spirituality was evil. That's what we saw. That's what I grew up with. So there was a sense of me that wants to be disconnected from that. So I was having a conversation with Jackie yesterday, and I was telling her how at peace I feel now and how I'm ready to hear in a whole new way to those who came before me. I'm becoming really aware, to use your description, if you will, Lisa, it's like I really get that I'm here to pass life on, and I'm ready to listen to what they want to say to me and through me. And I'm not afraid, I'm not disconnected, I don't feel shame about my story anymore. And so for you to bring that up and say maybe your answers will change, because I've been today, this morning, I couldn't wake up. And I could not wake up. I pressed snooze button for 2 hours, and I thought, what is going on? And I remember thinking, there's something going on an energetic level. And when you said, and listen, just stay with me. I'm processing as I talk, so it may sound like a long story, but it, you know, I'm just going through this. When you said, maybe your ancestors want to speak to you, they're speaking to you, that's what it just rushed up inside of me. And it's like I just felt it so strong. That's why I was laughing. It's like, whoa, I did not know this was an ancestral therapy session for me. And at the same time, I do know, because I know when you and I have this show, this conversation, so much moves in me. And one of the things that my friend yesterday said, Jackie said yesterday, was Iyanna Van Zandt always teaches people, you've got to make peace with your roots. You've got to make peace with your ancestors. You've got to clean up anything there that needs cleaning up, or else you will forever struggle with life. You will forever push water up a hill.
Yeah.
So
I'm so grateful
to say, but to thank you. thank you. But go ahead.
What a beautiful story. What a beautiful story. What a blessing. What a blessing.
Check this.
So many.
Check this. My father, I used to once again tell the story about my father. I remember my father calling me. It's always me calling him. Now, that relationship is healed. That my father calls me. He's in Nigeria, and he calls me. Get this. During the show, he called me today.
Yeah.
He called me. I'm thinking, my dad called me during the show. And yeah. I didn't, it may seem like, oh, that's just whatever you want to call. I know for me what it means. You know,
yes,
the fact
exactly.
that my father was calling me during this show,
yes.
No accident.
Yes.
It's a coincidence that it's all part of God showing up. That my ancestors saying yes. Wow. Okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well,
I
mean, what a blessing. You know, in what you're sharing, you know, you've come into contact with your mom and your dad. In a way that reminds you about this waterfall, you know?
Yeah.
That's the kind of the essence that comes through when you talk, you know? And it's not anything in particular either one of them would say from the spirit world or with your mother or from the physical world here with your dad still on this plane, but it's just their presence. What you're describing in this story reminds you of the waterfall. And I find myself feeling so much the gift of the song that Celeste heard that was shared with you. And just I find myself hoping that we all get to hear it. You know, sometimes that we all, you know, we all sometimes just consider it. Just consider it.
Yeah.
Just consider
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
You know,
I'm having a breakthrough, another breakdown on the show.
What I know, what I know is that the music from all of our ancestries is part of really, really what wants to be seen for all of us right now. That all the music from all the different traditions that we come from, you know, music, what I have always sensed, music is our first human language. So when a song is sung, music is played, that, you know, that's really the language of the soul is music. So this song that puts you in contact with your mother and your motherland is, there's something in that for all of us. Particularly, what I would also say is, given that it comes from Africa, given that we are all in our human family, no matter what our skin color is, our human family began in Africa. So that song and all the music from Africa is waiting to be heard, to be sung again, to be felt in our whole human family. So there's a lot in that story, Ade. I trust very much the flow of all of it. From the beginning of our conversation today, where there was the interference, you know, if we just remember a little bit where we've traveled from in the last hour, we began with being in contact with some interference, and we acknowledged it. And from there, look at where we've come, and look at what flowed, and who and what we're in contact with now. I just find it beautiful, and I just want to bow down to it over and over and over again. What can happen when we just are present with one another in this way that we are. I just want to bow down to it with gratitude, just like that song. So thank you.
I'm glad we got Celeste because she wants to say something.
Very good. I want to hear what Celeste has to say.
Because I can't not talk. I mean, it's like for me right now, I'll just say this real quick, even though I say I can't talk. I feel the wind, I feel the strength behind God. I struggle with, and I've talked to you, Lisa, about this, with belonging. You know, being a Nigerian that was born in England. And in England, yeah, I was born in England, British. Well, my parents are Nigerian. That makes me Nigerian. I was born in England. And in my adult phase of life, I struggled with a sense of belonging. Because England, yeah, it was cool. Well, it's not a place that I've gone to, but yeah, that's where I was born. I felt, I knew I was in touch with what I felt, the disconnection, especially as I grew spiritual. America feels like home. And I struggle with that. So and the joke is, you know, when I go to England, they say, oh, you're the American one. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not. And I get it because, and that's a long story, but... And over here, they say you're the British one. Oh, you're British. I'm like, yeah, okay, okay. But most Nigerians don't think I'm Nigerian. So in the past, anyway. So everything that's happening about connection is just, you know, for me, it's a sense. I'm just reminded of how I felt yesterday, and the ease and the peace and the soothing of my soul, and just having this. Tiffany on the phone, you know, during the show, it's like, wow. And I'm grateful. And let's bring Celeste. Celeste was the one staring up stuff. She was part of my transformation. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm so well. And Lisa and Nadé, I just have to share with you that, you know, we're very busy in our lives, and most of my transformative conversations or moments happen while I'm commuting to work, usually thinking about, okay, what do I have to do? But I have a lot of fun on my commute because I do force myself to be still and sometimes not use my iPod. And one day on the bus, this woman was singing out loud. She looked like a grandmother, a crone in action. And at first I looked at her like, woman, why are you singing on the bus? You crazy? And I gave her that energy. I really did. And then I heard, shh, stop it. In my head, of course, because I have friends too. And I stopped and I settled in and I listened to her song. And I started to cry. I, being cool, saying I teared up. I didn't want people to know I was crying on the bus. She hit something in me. And next thing I knew, I was like, I need to hear it again. And I called her mama, and I meant it. And while it healed a day, what I didn't share with him that I'm sharing with my friend and my other friend, Lisa, on the air is she healed me too, because I was really missing my mother that day. My mother's on the other side. And I realized that it was an ancestral mother who spoke through her, that she was the catalyst for a lot of healing and for everybody who's hearing the story. And that's what's so powerful about Ancestral Blueprints. And that's why I hope that people will come back and share their incidents of ancestors coming through and walking, because you never know who is being used to deliver a message. So I'm really grateful I paid attention to that that gift. And she touched me, and she moved me. And today, I'm just proud of you for your transparency, because you know what? They used to call you coconut. Well, honey, in America, it's called Oreo. And I always had to deal with trying to fit in where I didn't. But you and Lisa taught me that I just had to be me. So I'm just going to stop right there and say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we got to find a way to share that song with the world. So we already did. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, but we got to find a way for them to hear it.
Yes. Thank you for everything you've said, Celeste, and thank you for your deep, deep listening. And thank you for that phrase. She was a crone in action. I mean, let's all just like bow down and pay attention to that. She was a crone in action. Where, you know, so your deep listening in so many different ways, including to seeing her in this way. So I invite all of us in this conversation, and people who are not with us in their physical bodies, but who are in contact with the vibration of this conversation, for us all to open our hearts to the crones in action around us, mm-hmm. because they are on our path every day. Mm-hmm. And how might our human family and our world be different if we all did what you did, which is paying attention to the crone in action in our midst? I mean, really. What effect would this have? What effect would this have on our everything? On our everything. On our families, on our political systems, on war, on the economy, on our children, on our everything. I'm going to be carrying that image with me for the rest, probably till we're for the rest of my life for sure, but I'm just going to let that be a prayer inside of my heart. What a blessing. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. I'll catch you next week.
All right. Thank you for this. You know, you emphasized paying attention, Lisa, and we had Edwin Gaines talk about, you know, being prosperous and the most important key in life, pay attention. And you talk about... Gosh, I was set up by my ancestors. So the show was just about me, was it?
Yeah. But when you're with your, this is the deal, Ade, when you're with yourself and you're with your ancestry, that's a gift for others too. And it's the same thing for each and every one of us. When we allow ourselves, and it's challenging in the rhythm of our Western daily world, it can be challenging to have a space like this because there is a, you know, there's another rhythm going on that is not about what we're talking about right now. But when we're, what we're experiencing in this conversation is a, it's an allowing to be in contact with who and where we come from, and we need each other. We need one another's ancestors. We need to come in contact with these different songs of the soul that come through each of us and that are present in each of us. And so it's not just about you. It's about all of us. You're an ambassador. You know, we are all ambassadors from the soul for one another. Mm. And so I'm grateful for your being present to yourself and your own soul and your own lineage in the way that you have been in this conversation.
This is, I mean, I'm so grateful to Celeste, and you talk about paying attention, that she paid attention for this moment to happen. And when you talk about an ambassador, Lisa, it's, and I've shared this a couple of times, that I remember one time my prayer was, God, let my life be an example of what I teach. I mean, when I made that, when I uttered that prayer, it was like, yeah, I mean, I meant that. But when the more mature I became spiritually, the more I realized, whoa, that's a powerful prayer, brother, man. Are you sure about that? And it's like I feel like my life is my teaching, and I surrender to that. You know, when you talk about paying attention, and I think of people from Nigeria, once again, I'm going to focus on the Yoruba because those are one that I'm a slight expert on. I'm an expert on Yoruba, but not the whole, the different tribes. There's the Yoruba, the Igbo, and the Hausa, but I'm Yoruba, so I have an expert. I'm an expert on that because I am that. There are Nigerians who won't even talk about ancestors or who think, you know, the ancestors were worshipping the devil. And I just didn't try to engage in a conversation with them because I knew I was going to go crazy. I just might end up cussing somebody out. But I also am in touch with that part of that was my stuff. And now I'm just really feeling and connecting with, I mean, the last 24 hours, it's making sense now. Listening to that song, where we're a song of gratitude, and talking to my friends, Jackie, and all the conversation we had about the importance of connecting with our ancestors. And then you know, the description of the show, it says, join Lisa Anderson and Life Coach Ade for a conversation about your divine purpose, about how your divine purpose can bring forth healing for yourself and your family life through the choices you are making right now. Make peace with the past, good Life Coach Ade. Lighten the load for the future generation. Unblock the flow today by reflecting on your familiar patterns and see if you are an answered prayer to an unfulfilled dream. Well, that's my story today. And the water of life as me is flowing. And I just want to thank you, Lisa, for paying attention. I thank you, Celeste, for paying attention and even sending the song to me. And the journey continues. And I say yes. I say yes to the transformation. I don't care if it's happening on radio or it's happening one-on-one or when I'm with myself. This is what my life is about. So I surrender. So, Lisa, I have a question or anything. Over to you before we release the show.
Well, I have no question. I just have a thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you for Celeste. Thank you for everybody who's been with us or who will be with us and listening. And I look forward to the next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lisa. And to find out more, let's do the radio stuff. To find out more about Lisa Iverson, her website address is lisaiverson.com. She's a psychotherapist, and that goes a lot deeper than just talking about the story. LisaIverson.com. She's the author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truths in America's Soul, in all of our souls. And listeners, you've experienced this with me, with us, and, you know, I know, I can say this through the power that is invested in me, through my ancestors. This is part of your story, too. So whatever you're going through and glowing through, whatever you're feeling right now, know that your ancestors. I do not care, especially for my black brothers and sisters who are saying, well, I don't know my history. Listen, it's not about what you were taught. It's what's in your DNA. It's what's moving inside of you. You are your history. And your ancestors are speaking to you. And those who are saying, well, I'm American, I'm Irish, whatever, white, black, whatever color we associate ourselves with, brown, peach, I don't care. Your ancestors are speaking to you right now. We're all having the moment together. Some of you have the privilege of the rest of the world not hearing it. But I asked for this, and I said, yeah, I go there being an example for spiritual growth and transformation. And I'm happy with the way it is. Lisa, thank you. Thank you so much. I truly, truly, deeply appreciate you.
I got you. Blessings to you, to all of us, and we'll be with you next time.
Yes, indeed. Last Wednesday of the month, which would be, let's see, next July. Last Wednesday of July. It's the 25th of July. Lisa will be back, but you can check out Lisa's website, lisaiverson.com. She's on Facebook as well. And we're just going to release the show with Giwai Marta with some drums, Fonga, welcoming the ancestors. They're already here. We'll play this song as a celebratory kind of song, thanking them for showing up as us. Because we are here indeed to pass life on. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Stay tuned for Tears for Inspire, 2 o'clock with Aisha, and I'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, and this is Giwai Marta. You can find out more about Giwai Marta by going to their website, giwaimarta.org, and that's GIWAYENMATA.org. And we started the show with Sherry Marie. And Sherry Marie, you can find her on Facebook. I'm out of here. Thank you for being part of my healing. Thank you for being part of your healing. See you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings.
Blessings of peace.